It is time for us to check sports. And in sports, you know, it's kind of cool when someone reaches the pinnacle of their career. They've reached what they've fought for. And then they decide, you know what? I'm going to move on to other things. Well, this happened yesterday in tennis. Ash Barty surprisingly retired from tennis. She's 25 years old. She's ranked number one in the world, and she's retiring less than 2 months after winning the Australian Open for her third Grand Slam single title. Quoting here, "I'm so happy and I'm so ready. I just know at the moment in my heart, for me as a person, this is right." Saying it was time to chase other dreams, she said she no longer feels compelled to do what she knows is required to be the best she can be at tennis. Quoting again, "It's the first time I've actually said it out loud, and yeah, it's hard to say. I don't have the physical drive, the emotional want, and everything it now takes to challenge yourself at the very top level anymore. I am spent." End quote. It's not the first time she's walked away from tennis. She was at the Wimbledon Junior Champion age 15 in 2011. And she left for nearly 2 years in 2014, once again because of burnout. But you know what? I think it's, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. And you got to keep your sanity in this world. And if you don't keep your sanity, you can win all the titles in the world. All right. In other news, that's not so surprising. Let me just do something here. Hang on a second here. A UFC fighter suspected of felony battery following an altercation outside a Florida restaurant on Monday evening. Jorge Masvidal has been arrested and suspected in a felony battery. An unnamed victim who fractured a tooth claimed he punched him twice in the face around 10:50 as he was leaving the restaurant. The person invoked his or her right under Marcy's law to protect their information, Miami Beach police information told the news outlets. Not that surprising. Now this is politics getting involved with sports. Florida Governor DeSantis declared Florida native Emma Wyatt NCAA champ in 500 free over Leah Thomas. Wyatt finished in second place in the 500 behind Thomas. But he issued an official proclamation recognizing her anyway. Why? Well, because swimmer is a transgender swimmer, Leah Thomas, the person who won. Once again, a politician going where no politician should go. His quote, "By allowing men to compete in women's sports, the NCAA is destroying opportunities for women, making a mockery of championships." Well, end quote. That I get may or may not be, but it is not your statement doesn't change it. The NCAA is not going to change the championship. You want it, Ron? You're a politician. You're a governor. Well, then go out and force change in the NCAA. Don't think that you have the authority to do that. Come on. Absolutely ludicrous. The Rams have said they definitely want Odell Beckham Jr. to return to their team. Pete Carroll thinks the Seahawks have got a shot at championship with Drew Locke. And in New York State, the new mayor says the Nets, the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Mets have to wait for loosened COVID-19 vaccination restrictions. See how well that goes over. All right, let's take a look at some scores from yesterday in the NBA. The Knicks, their disappointing season continues. They lost to the Hawks 117-111 yesterday. Coming up today, the Knicks take on the Hornets, the Nets take on the Grizzlies, and the Celtics take on the Jazz. Moving over to the National Hockey League, no teams were in action locally yesterday. Today, the Devils take on the Maple Leafs. Tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Lightnings. And on Friday, the Rangers take on the Penguins. So that is our check on sports here this morning on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.